Okay, Sunday morning. Let me date this here just to make it 4/16/23. The title of this is Rolling Away. Prophet's Corner and Cut, Rolling Away. Thank you, Lord. Just as in the days of Joshua, I rolled away the reproach from the people. They lived in the past shame of their ancestors. Now this is Joshua 5. We'll have a few scriptures through this word. Joshua 5, verse 9. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. Wherefore the name of the place is called Gilgal unto this day. So we're facing the same kind of situation in our nation where the reproach is going to be rolled off. The ways of Egypt, the ways of Babylon will be rolled away. They had to have a new mindset to go in and take the land their ancestors refused to take. See, they let the devil, the enemy, overrun them. Or they, all the land that God promised him was full of them. Sound familiar? Yeah. All right, let's go to Luke 11 right quick. We're going to look at verse 38. It's not 11. Sorry, I think it's John. Pretty sure it's John. Yeah. This is the death of Lazarus. Verse 38 says, Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? And they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. I'm sure it was a lot stronger than that. And he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, loose him and let him go. This is what the Lord said to me. This is what is happening in your nation. Well, no, wait a minute. I forgot a part. When I was in the earth, I raised Lazarus from the dead. I said, take away the stone. I said, Lazarus, come forth. I said, loose him and let him go. This is what is happening in your nation and the nations of the world right now. I'm rolling away the reproach, the shame, the stone, so my people can come forth, put off their grave clothes and begin anew. My people have been, they've been living in a grave state, but no longer. We've been in a tomb. They will arise and truly live for the first time in their lives. Abundant life like I always intended for them to have. Time to turn your mourning into dancing. Time to put off your sackcloth. All that has kept you in mourning is going. Poverty, sickness, and death. It is being rolled away. This is the resurrection of your nation and the nations of the world. It will be so glorious. It'll be beauty for ashes. My kingdom is coming. It will not be an instant change. men will have to learn my ways. See, we've been sold this bill of goods. It's all pie in the sky, floating on clouds. When to me, it's real living, but it's supernatural living is what we're going to see on this earth. We're going to be real people, and we're going to live real lives, and we're going to enjoy our lives, and all good and no bad. All right, Isaiah chapter 2. Well, this is the way I see it from the scriptures, because so much of emphasis has been placed on just all this flighty stuff, just a mess of flighty stuff. This is Isaiah chapter 2. Now, you have to keep in context. Try to picture this earth with no devil in it. Isn't that heaven on earth? The Lord wants us to stay on the earth. That's why after the Gog and Magog war, there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. Doesn't say we'll ever live in heaven. But when you hear Christians talk, that's all they talk about. Well, we weren't made for this earth. I know you act like it. You don't take dominion over anything. You're sitting on your suitcases waiting to escape. If people really read the word the way it is and knew that we were to take dominion, he told you in the beginning, this is my will. He liked to come down and talk with his men in the garden. He likes it down here with us. I mean, he showed us the whole thing. Go read it. Read it in that perspective. Instead of so religious. All right. 2:6. Forever needed that. I'm looking at you, but that don't mean it's forever. All right, 2:6. Therefore, thou hast forsaken thy people, the house of Jacob, because they be replenished from the east. And our soothsayers, like the Philistines, and they please themselves in the children of strangers. Their land also is full of silver and gold, neither is there any end of their treasures. Their land is also full of horses, neither is there any end of their chariots. Their land also is full of idols. They worship the work of their own hands, that which their own fingers have made. And the mean man boweth down, and the great man humbleth himself. Therefore forgive them not. Enter into the rock and hide thee in the dust for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty. What does that sound like? Revelation? The lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall come upon every one that is proud and lofty, and upon every one that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low. And upon all the cedars of Lebanon that are high and lifted up, and upon all the oaks of Bashan, and upon all the high mountains, and upon all the hills that are lifted up, upon every high tower, and upon every fenced wall, and upon all the ships of Tarshish, upon all the pleasant pictures, and the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low. And the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day, and the idols he shall utterly abolish. And they shall go into the holes of the rocks, and into the caves of the earth for fear of the Lord, for the glory of his majesty, when he arises to shake terribly the earth. In that day a man shall cast his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they made each one for himself to worship, to the moles and to the bats. For to go into the clefts of the rocks and to the tops of the ragged rocks, for the fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty, when he arises to shake terribly the earth. Cease ye for a man whose breath is in his nostrils, from wherein is he to be accounted of? You don't have to be concerned that they're not going to get everybody. But, you know, they can't leave nobody and all this. I'm thinking, who do you think's in charge of this operation? All right, a major cleanup is going on. It's eradicating evil from the earth. The stars and all the high places are coming down. Now I'm going to read a few scriptures, not a bunch, but a few scriptures in Revelation. Revelation chapter 6. 6:12. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell into the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll, and it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every freeman, hid themselves in the dens, and in the rocks, and the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, for that great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Absolutely. Isn't that what Isaiah was saying? Pretty well, sound like to me, the day of the Lord. Okay, chapter 21, Revelation 21:22. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it, and the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof, and the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall in no wise enter into anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. No problem. You're not going to have to worry about it. All right, then 22:1-5. He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb in the midst of the street of it. And on either side of the river was there a tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits. We don't need no med beds. And yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. This sounds like regular people and regular things, but they don't, there's no evil. No evil. My observation just the last couple of weeks, the exposure of Nike, Coors, and Budweiser, no about the stars are falling. Those that we thought were good companies that did, you know, which, I don't know about beer, but anyway, you know what I'm saying? The only shoes I'd wear was Nike. You see how they're being exposed? I think it's on purpose. Nothing's going to get past our God. There don't need to be any concerns about that. You hear people say all the time, well, we know this is God's operation. Well, do you really believe that? Because you seem to really be hanging in there at the, well, at the White House, don't do this. What's going on? Do you trust God or not? I'd say not. All right, let's go back to Isaiah, then we're going to be done. I think that's it, yeah. A few scriptures in Isaiah, we'll be done. Isaiah 11. There's a lot about the kingdom of God in Isaiah. All right, verse 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf, and the young lion, and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like an ox. And the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Sound like it says the earth. It didn't say heaven. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand against the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria and from Egypt and from Pathros and from Cush and from Elam and from Shinar and from Hamath and from the islands of the sea. Sounds like Revelation chapter 7, where he's gathering from the four corners of the earth, doesn't it? He shall set up an ensign. Okay, I already read that. The envy also of Ephraim. I'm not going to read any more of that one. Let's go to 13. Verse 1. The burden of Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amoz did see. Lift ye up a banner upon the high mountain, exalt the voice unto them. Shake the hand that they may go into the gates of the nobles. I have commanded my sanctified ones. I've also called my mighty ones for mine anger, even them that rejoice in my highness. The noise of a multitude in the mountains, like as of a great people, the tumultuous noise of the kingdoms of nations gathered together. The Lord of hosts mustered the host of the battle. They come from a far country, from the end of heaven, even to the Lord and the weapons of his indignation to destroy the whole land. Deep state time is over. They're right there. We're right there. They're terrified. They know the jig is up. They knew this day would come, even though they pretend that that wouldn't come. Howl ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Therefore shall all hands be faint, and every man's heart shall melt, and they shall be afraid. Pangs and sorrow shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman that travaileth. They shall be amazed one at another. Their faces shall be as flames. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. And I will punish the world for their evil and the wicked for their iniquity, and I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. Therefore will I shake the heavens and the earth, and shall remove out of it her place, and the wrath of the Lord of hosts, and the day of his fierce anger. And it shall be as the chased roe, and as a sheep that no man taketh up. They shall every man turn to his own people, and flee every one into his own land. That sounds like just Sarah and Sarah. Everyone that is found shall be thrust through, and everyone that is joined unto them shall fall by the sword. All of them. It don't matter. They're all getting it. God knows who they are. Their children also shall be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses shall be spoiled. Their wives ravished. Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them, which shall not regard silver as for gold, and they shall not delight in it. Their bows also shall dash the young men to pieces, and they shall have pity, no pity on the fruit of the womb. Their eyes shall not spare children. In Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldees, excellency shall be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. It shall never be inhabited, neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation, neither shall the Arabian pitch tent there, neither shall the shepherds make their fold there. But the wild beast of the desert shall lie there, and their houses shall be full of doleful creatures, and owls shall dwell there, and satyr shall dance there. And the wild beast of the island shall cry in their desolate houses, and dragons in their pleasant palaces, and her time is near to come, and her days shall not be prolonged. Sounds like D.C., the original, that was swamp land. It was a bird sanctuary. That's what it's going to be again. It's one of the targets, the rods of God. All right, one more, and we'll be done. Chapter 14. For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob, and will yet choose Israel, and set them in their own land. And the stranger shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob. And the people shall take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids, and they shall take them captives, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. I guess the few that make it will be our servants, huh? And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear and from the hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve, that thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how hath the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased? The Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked and the scepter of the rulers. He who smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke, he that ruled the nations in anger, is persecuted and none hindereth. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into singing. Yea, the fir trees rejoice at thee, and the cedars of Lebanon sing. Since thou art laid down, no feller has come up against us. Hail from beneath is moved from thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. And they shall speak and say unto thee, art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? Thy pomp is brought down to the grave. And the noise of thy vials, the worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which dost weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, I will sit upon the mount of the congregation on the sides of the north, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. Revelation 20. That's verse 1 through 3. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did quake kingdoms, that made the world a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners? All the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, every one in his own house. But thou art cast out of thy grave like an abominable branch, and as the raiment of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword, that go down to the stones of the pit as a carcass trodden under feet. Thou shalt not be joined with them in burial, because thou hast destroyed thy land and slain thy people. The seed of evildoers shall never be renowned. Prepare slaughter for his children, for the iniquity of their fathers, that they do not rise, nor possess the land, nor fill the face of the world with cities. For I will rise up against them, saith the Lord of hosts, and cut off from Babylon the name and remnant, and the son and nephew, saith the Lord. And I'll also make it a possession for the bitter and pools of water, and I will sweep it with the besom of destruction, saith the Lord of hosts. It goes on to talk about the Assyrian. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass, and as I have purpose, so shall it stand, that I will break the Assyrian. This is the Antichrist, the Assyrian, or the system. In my land, upon my mountains, tread him underfoot. Then shall his yoke depart from off them, and his burden depart from off his shoulders. This is the purpose that is purposed upon the whole earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out upon all the nations. For the Lord of hosts hath purposed, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? Not going to happen. This is where we sit right now, with the Lord saying, his kingdom is coming. Just might as well get ready. It's coming, and nothing can stop what is coming. Right.